One thing we should be careful of and we should remember is that for practice, any action that a person undertakes, wants to start, then for that the most biggest and most important necessary thing for that amal, for that action, in order to attain benefit from the action, is istiqamat, is steadfastness. That's it. That's the first lesson. Make that solid. That understanding, that steadfastness, regularity, the pious predecessors, they consider that more greater than miracle. Because nothing is compared, can compare to that. Karamat, miracle is a great thing. For example, a person has steadfastness and another one shows miracles. So there is deception in miracles because shaitan could be there. But in steadfastness, shaitan is not included. So shaitan never allows a person to be steadfast. So any deed that you do, any action that you undertake, alhamdulillah, for example, if you are following the path of the walis of Allah, the friends of Allah, and you want to do that, it's a great path. Great rewards in the hadith have been mentioned, and we discuss these regularly. May Allah Ta'ala make us all successful. Then one thing be particularly careful about, the biggest thing, the most important factor, is istiqamat, steadfast. Rather, some pious elders have stated that mustaqim, the straight path, is connected to istiqamah. You know, we do the dua, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. In reality, this dua, we are requesting for steadfastness. Oh Allah Ta'ala, make us steadfast on the path, make us regular, consistent. So istiqamah, what is istiqamah? That any action that you implement, to do it regularly, consistently. So nafs, the desires say, that any amal, it makes you do any specific action more in number, and then you leave it eventually. Because the nafs knows that he'll get tired eventually, one day. And that love, that desire, that passion for doing the action will disappear. So istiqamat in reality is the definition of what? Is to do an action in regularly, consistently, not the quantity. Not the quantity. For us in the Naqshbandi order, our pious elders, the pious predecessors, they never did lengthy, they never prescribed lengthy wazayif and dhikr. Just one thing they say, Allah. Yes, lots of new people come, students, dhikr. All I have to do is this. Allah, they ask. They don't know that what is the value or the weight in this. And the reason for this is, but a person in the beginning, because he's got a lot of desire and drive and passion, can I pray nafil please? Can I pray awabin? Can I pray chast? Can I pray the mid-morning prayer? Can I do this action? Can I do that action? Can I keep nafl fast, optional fast? In our order, there's no ijazah for this, because we know that this person will not be able to do this consistently. One action, to do that, start it and leave it, that's a crime. That's a crime. That's not preferred. So these are points I'm telling you. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. If we want to be successful on this path, so not suddenly that you have a strong drive and passion to do something further and then you step back. That will never give you success. That's why in our order, in our principles, there's no lengthy wazifa. Just morning and evening do your dhikr. And that's what's given to you, what to do morning and evening. Even in that, there's a condition to be regular, consistent, not the quantity. If you are consistent, regular, and even if your quantity is low, that's fine. Because you are regularly doing that. And if ever, you will never step back automatically yourself, you will increase and you'll get enjoyment, you want to do more, you'll get the satisfaction. So istiqamah, to be steadfast and regular, try to attain that. One action, do it always, ongoing. If you come to the majlis, morning and evening, the gathering, then who's getting the benefit more? The person who's regular, consistent in the alhamdulillah. You'll get more benefit. Even if you come and sit to the front and you say sleep, and you're drowsy. But if you're istiqamat, steadfast, then you'll become successful. Person comes, then he disappears, then he comes, then he disappears, doesn't come. He's just playing a game, that person. And he doesn't get any benefit from that then. So he's following his nafs, his desires. And the person, nafs, our desires, is our enemy. The nafs is the enemy in the path going to Allah. Oh yes, I go to the gathering, I do dhikr, I try as best as I can. Sometimes I come, sometimes I don't come. They start coming, then they leave coming, disappear. Never do that. Be regular and consistent in the actions that you undertake. In every action you do, you should be consistent. For example, you thought that, okay, I'll recite durood sharif in the night before I sleep. 1,000 durood. Don't start with 1,000, start with 11, less quantity. 11 or 7 times recite, or rather 3 times recite durood sharif. Say. Such events we see in history, that a person, he was consistent in an action, regular, on a small action, small quantity, but he was regular, 3 or 4 times, he definitely recited. Then he didn't do it once, the Holy Prophet, he recited, the Prophet came to his dream when one day he didn't recite, Rasulullah came and said, why didn't you send durood on me? Why? Because you did this action consistently and I like that. And Allah like that. So when you start an action, that's why I said that request your shaykh ijazah, permission. If there's benefit for you, then he'll prescribe that for you. Sometimes people complain, oh, my shaykh, he doesn't let me do anything extra. I want to do this deed, I want to recite this. The shaykh knows that there'll be loss for you in that. And your nafs is not capable of doing that. Your desires are not capable of letting you do that regularly. One thing that will be preferred by the shaykh, Allah, and that goes to the preference of Allah and His Rasul, that's regularity, consistent. Just stick to that action and be regular. You're going to the majlis, definitely go, doesn't matter what happens. Yes, obviously if your health's down, or there's some issue, an emergency or a tragedy or some sickness, thousands, there are valid excuses for not attending. But don't just not come for the sake of it. Even if 10 minutes you said go, 5 minutes you said go, you shouldn't go. You shouldn't, but at least give your presence and be regular in your presence, at least that you attended. That person will never be a failure in the tasawwuf, I tell you. He will arrive to his destination. You, in your young age, you would have heard the story of the rabbit and the hare. The rabbit, and you had the tortoise and the rabbit. Obviously you have the rabbit. You'll understand that story, innit? You understand what I'm saying? The event. So you had the rabbit and you had the tortoise. And the tortoise, obviously slow. You know, when we were youngsters, we all in school heard or read this story. So they had a race. And they said, look at the tortoise. How's he going to run? And the rabbit, the hare, went fast. And he thought, I'll be in the house. He won't arrive to where I'm going. And I'll go right to the front and I'll win. He said, okay, let me rest on the way. Let me rest. Let me stop. Because the tortoise is too slow. So he stopped. He said, I'll stop. On the way, in the race. When he stopped, then a lengthy drowsiness overtook him. And that tortoise was going slowly, 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 and he went beyond. And he got to the end point, and he's sleeping there, the rabbit. So always we learn from it. The person who's slow but regular and consistent will definitely get to the destination. Definitely get to success. So we shouldn't become the rabbit in this instance, rather become like the tortoise. Steady, ongoing. So now, istiqamat, to be steadfast. How do we become steadfast? That's the main question. There's a great tariqah method to attain steadfastness. Very easy formula to be steadfast. To be suddenly acquire that, it's hard. So to get to that point, to be steadfast, obviously you want to do a good deed, a pious deed, you want to come to this gathering, the majlis. Yes, but you're not regular, you're not consistent. So the way to adopt that, the way to attain that is that you, first of all, your desires, just trick your desires a little bit, your nafs. Trick your desires and start doing the action. First step, with mujahidah. Yes, start doing the action. The next day, then do mujahidah again. Overcome your desires, come. So a few days when you do mujahidah, hard work, effort, and you do what you want to do, and you come to the majlis, then you'll see that automatically your heart will feel like, I want to do this. Allah's help will start to come to you. And you will be regular, steadfast on that deed, and when you become steadfast, then your heart will feel that, let me increase this a little bit. For example, you crush your desires and say, okay, yaar, I'm going to go to the majlis. Yaar, I have to sit there an hour, it's too hard, 1.5 hours, Hazrat Sahib hosts a lengthy session. You say, okay, I won't sit for an hour and a half, I'll sit for 10 minutes or 5 minutes. I said, Hazrat Sahib's given ijazah, so I'll start with the 5 minutes. I'll start with the reduced amount. Yes, for the new people, I'm saying, new people. So, because he wants to become regular, steadfast. He says, I'll go for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, then I'll come back. I won't sit too long, because no one's checking there. No one's making a list. So you sit there for 10 minutes, get habitual in that, regular, as you see the 10 minutes, then see where eventually you reach. So every good deed, when you adopt it, start to initiate it, start in this way. Start from the lowest amount, lowest quantity, lowest time spent. And deceive your nafs from the small amount. The good doctors, what do? They don't give you bitter, strong medicine. They start from the small concentration, small dose. They say, start with this small dose to the patient. So that the stomach gets, acclimatized to that medicine. Used to it. Do you understand now what is the tariqah method to become steadfast? That don't jump into a heavy quantity. Okay, you want to pray tahajjud? Yaar, tahajjud. I have to get up. Remember, when you start an action, keep that in your mind that you want to become consistent. He says, okay, fine. What I'll do is that I'll quickly pray 2 rakah salah and then I'll go back to sleep. Tahajjud, you can go back to sleep. Pray 2 rakah salah and then go to sleep. No lengthy prayer, worship. Don't need to do anything. Start with this amount, minimum. And then see where that takes you eventually. So start with the less quantity, less amount. What will happen? You'll be included amongst those who are steadfast. Then the next stage is dangerous. The next stage. When the person goes into reverse, then listen to this. You are steadfast in doing something, mashallah, you're regular, you're consistent in doing an action, regularly you come to the majlis, you're doing it consistently, steadfast. 3 years you're coming, 5 years you're coming. Remember this. In between, that person starts to take time off and disappear. When one day he takes time off, disappear without any excuse. Okay, yaar, I'll do dhikr at home, online, I'll get the thawab. Just this excuse. When you say this once, then suddenly your nafs will catch you. And then the next stage, the next day you'll say the same thing to you. Same thing to you, your nafs. So slowly, slowly he will take you out, extract you out, forever he will make you disappear. So you think, oh, it's only one day, it's not necessary, you have to say, I'll do it online. No, that's it, it'll make your habit stop. So wherever in that steadfastness you're going to reverse gear, you should take a U-turn, then you'll start going further back, your nafs will grab you. Because he's got the source, that opening. And he'll pierce the opening. I've seen people 10 years who are regular steadfast, they disappear, you don't know where they've gone. Oh no, yaar, I try. 10 years, a decade, I've seen people disappear. They fail after that because they left istiqamah, because they don't get anything after that benefit. So both things remember. If you want to succeed, be steadfast, start steadfastness with a small quantity, you'll get to the destination. Once you get onto the platform of steadfast without any excuse, if you think, oh yaar, I'll listen online, oh khair yaar, today I'll take a day off holiday, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll make up for it. You give the gap to yourself, people be looking for you. That person's not coming nowadays, yaar. What's happened to him? In between, a sickness comes by chance, and then you, due to the sickness, you took time off. Fair enough. But after that, for the nafs, the best chance is that the nafs makes you used to not going back after the sickness. Some people after sickness, what happens? They just give up and they're lost and they disappear. They say, oh yara, I don't feel like it now. They go back, they take a U-turn. So these two points, keep them in your mind. Very key points, and both are the source of success. The source towards success. Okay, let's do loud dhikr.